The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I am on a beautiful, cloudless day at South Ramp of Braidwood Lake for Constellations Fishing for a Cure. Fishing for a Cure. I mean, I am excited. This is our 24th year that we're doing this. I've been saying 23 so long. I forgot how many years. But this is our 24th year that we're doing this. And we've got a jam-full show. We got all kinds of stuff to talk to you about today. We got a couple of great guests coming on. But remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on ESPN Chicago app. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can go to the website Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the word podcast. And like I said, right after that, boom, you'll hear it. And, oh, Mr. Partick just pulled in here. Well, here, it's one of our friend angler buddies here in the 23 years. I'm sorry. But then, you know, we're sitting here talking about the podcast. You can subscribe for free if you'd like to. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3. So sit back, lay back, because I know you're probably sitting, you know, someone told me one time that half my audience is laying in bed listening to my show. But that's okay, too. And we're having a good time with that. But you know what? We want you to be part of the show. And on this week's show, as I mentioned, we've got Captain Tony going to be on. And then we have, with the Lake Michigan Report, then Logan Kapp, who's a gentleman that is has cystic fibrosis, has, got a degree in marketing and radio and stuff. And it'll be interesting. He'll probably say, move over, Chauncey. I'm taking over the Chauncey Great Outdoor Show. But we're going to have some fun talking to him. And then Brent Nauman's going to be on the line here to talk to us about a bunch of different things here, too, and about the how much and what we've done and stuff like that. So I'm pretty excited about this and everything that's going on. And then, you know, in the last segment of the show, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report.
Yes, sir.
The Aiden Fishing Report. And in our final segment, a couple of other fishing reports. And so we're going to have a lot of good time, and we'll go over many, many different things. So don't think that we're going to be ignoring you or not. But, man, you know, from last weekend to today, I can't, you know, yes, we've gotten a little bit of rain at night. I want something. But, I mean, it's just, you know, things are looking really good for fishing. We're going to talk about that later on in this event. But, you know, I'm sitting here looking at boats lined up at the Braidwood South Boat Ramp. And, you know, everybody wants to make sure that their boat looks really pretty, you know. You know, Mr. Partick is a great angler, you know, in the Elite Series. And he's got his boat perfectly placed. He knows how to place a boat so everybody could read the side of his boat. It says Bridford, Pepperoni, and Phoenix, and a couple of other things on there. Great idea. But, and like I said, there's so many, it's like a Damon Runyon play here. There's so many great characters and so many people that are out here. But, you know, back to the fishing thing a little bit. You know, if you saw the Aurora last weekend, oh, my God, wasn't it gorgeous and stunning? And then it lasted a couple extra days, so people got a second and third shot at it. We just had a big flock of geese fly over our heads. I didn't look up because I don't want to get anything in my eye. Some cormorants are flying over there. I mean, there is so much nature around us. And, you know, I'm very, very excited about everything that's kicking in here. I really am, because we are having a good time. I mean, there is definitely, you've got to come out here. But, you know, this year's charity, I've said this many times, you know, 24 years ago, because it's our 23rd year, but 24 years ago when the power company, Constellation, said, we want to do a fishing tournament to raise money for charity. And I was just like, are you guys nuts? And I've said this before, and I know. But, I mean, this shows you how these volunteers in the company have put so much effort in. $836,000 so far. I can't wait to see the number we're going to hit, because it's going to be fantastic. I don't know what the number is. I don't want to know until I see the check. And, you know, people get really excited and all of the cool things that are going on out there. And so I'm pretty pumped up about that. We have a new board op. Jack McGrath, welcome, Jack, to the, as I like to call it, the zoo, to pull this off, because, you know, everybody does their shows from bars, from restaurants. What, Chauncey has to do his show from the middle of nowhere, Illinois, you know? Can't go wrong with that. And, you know, as soon as Jack gives me the signal, we're going to see if we can get Captain Tony on for a couple of minutes here, okay? And, but like I said, I'm just fired up, excited. There is so many things going on out here, and to see all of these people that are, you know, out here to go fishing, they weigh in three fish. They can win up to $10,000. It's a $10,000 guaranteed purse by Constellation. So first place is going to get four, and then it goes to 25, and then one, and then, you know, top 10 places all get cash. Can't go wrong with that. Cannot go wrong with that. I love it. And, so it's going to be a great event, a great time. So we'll have some fun with this. The I know, there was something else I meant to tell you. We've also have some fishing rods and reels that we are going to be giving to two high school teams later on today. We're doing meeting up with the Braidwood IHSA high school team. That this is, you know, they're at Carlisle Lake this weekend for the big championship. So we know what they're doing. Those kids are biting their nails and, you know, putzing around. They're trying to figure out what the fish are doing. And don't overthink it, guys. Don't overthink it. A fish brain is only about the size of your pinky. We got Captain Tony on?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good, Jack. Jack, got to talk a little louder because it's a little hard to hear you out here. Hey Captain Tony.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, my friend. I didn't see Diamond Ghost Charters out here in the boat.
Oh, yeah, we're out here, man. We're just, it's flat day out here. A lot of cottonwood on the water now, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how's salmon fishing been on the lakefront with Diamond Ghost Charters?
It's been really good. You know, just got fine to fish this morning. We've missed a few. We got a few. Whole different day out here, but we're having a good time, and it's beautiful out here.
Oh, I mean, you got to tell that crew that's out with you, you got to get them early fish. That's what's going to make it a better day for them, you know?
Right, like you would say, it's a Lou Friedman kind of day.
It's a Lou Friedman guy. Lou Friedman was the outdoor writer for the show.
Yeah, it's like glass out here, Chance.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lou Friedman was the outdoor writer for the Chicago Tribune. He now works in Indianapolis. And
right.
He only loved Lake Michigan on Diamond Ghost Charters when it was a absolute flat day.
Calm day.
So we've coined the term, it's a Lou Friedman kind of day. You
right,
can't go wrong
right.
with that. Cannot go wrong with that. But listen, you know, Tony, who's on the boat with you this weekend?
Brian Lisner and his buddies,
mm-hmm.
family, friends, you know. He's a fishaholic, so they're a good group of guys. They come out every year with me. Fantastic group
good.
Of guys. Good fishermen.
Good. Tell them it's not a full contact sport. No hip checking to grab the rod when that rod goes off.
Yeah, just like when we're out with the wolves. Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. They don't beat me up.
They don't beat you up? Hey, Tony,
no.
If somebody wants to set up, and I know your schedule's getting jammed, because the pictures you post on Facebook for Diamond Ghost Charters are absolutely unbelievable. I can't even tell people how and those coho are getting chunky. You've got a rainbow yesterday. all kinds of stuff. How do they get a charter with you?
I would call area code 847-366-0741. And for anyone listening, I just had an opening on May 26th in the morning.
May 26th, you have an opening, an extra one?
Yeah, the AM actually moved to a different date, so I got that day open.
Oh, okay, so somebody jump on this. I'm not kidding you. And, you know, if that fish, those fish stay up there, man, you're going to be in and out. And as we like to say, in the restaurant by 7:30 in the morning. Tony, is the Coho Tabernacle Choir ready to yell the big two words?
Well, we'll see. All right, guys, get ready? What's the day on Diamond Ghost? Fish on!
There you go, fish on. Tony,
right,
thanks
guys,
so much for coming on.
All right, guys, be safe out there and good fishing.
All right, take care. At Diamond Ghost Charters, everybody. And once again, we're at the Constellation Fishing for a Cure, benefiting this year's charity, the Cystic Fibrosis Charity. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that because I think people really need to know. And, you know, let's come on out here. Let's get some help. Let's get people fishing and having a great time. Hey, you could win, remember, guaranteed $10,000 purse. This is, to me, it's the biggest charity event in the Midwest. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. but with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more. Oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590. And tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, this is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We're jamming out here at the South Parking Ramp. I've only got 2 hours of sleep. We're doing fine. Here at Braidwood Lake for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure. Standing with me right now, who is like a redwood tree standing next to me, is Logan Kapp. Logan, thanks for having me,
Chauncey. I appreciate it.
And you have went to Lewis College for marketing and radio communications.
Radio, TV, broadcasting, yeah, Lewis University.
So, you know, you had to give him a plug, you know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know. You know, tell him to send us a check for our advertising.
Yeah, right? But I'll get on that.
Hey, this year's charity is for cystic fibrosis.
Yes, it is.
And I'm trying to be politically correct. You are 6 foot something. You look unbelievable, great shape. If someone said to me that there was something wrong, I would have never, ever in a million years said, "Really?" I mean, what is cystic fibrosis?
So cystic fibrosis is exactly what you said. It's a lot of times referred to as the disease that you don't even know that someone has. It's a genetic disease that I've had my whole life. And it really targets different parts of the body. So a lot of people have it affected in their lungs, so that's what it affects. And most people, it affects your stomach as well, where you have trouble digesting food. So every time I eat, I have to take enzymes to help me digest my food. And then that takes a toll on the rest of your body as well. So, you know, there's a lot of people who have liver problems. There's kidney problems as well. That is just all due to cystic fibrosis affecting those other organs and them having to kind of work in overdrive a little bit. And you know, have those other organs having to make up for it. So there's a lot of problems that exist as well, just based on the treatments that happen. So there's a lot of the main treatments for cystic fibrosis, and a lot of those problems are like IV antibiotics. So while they may help one area of the body, they may hurt another area. So that's something that that people have to deal with as well. And you know, the foundation in the past couple of years has funded the research that has been able to make some huge advancements in the treatment of cystic fibrosis. So the reason I'm here today, essentially, is because of fundraising that has been done by the CF Foundation and research that they've done to fund some new drugs that just came out recently that have literally been life-changing. I mean, I'm lucky to be here because of that research and that funding and you know, development that they've done of those drugs. So, you know, it's a challenge for sure, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm sitting here listening to talking. You're not, but I mean, you've taught me more in the last four minutes than I've known all my life about this.
Yeah.
And you just also said something that, you know, these drugs have saved you. I mean, people don't realize that it wasn't that long ago the life expectancy of somebody with cystic fibrosis wasn't this long.
You're right. When I was born, I want to say it was under 30 years old. I want to say it was 27, 25 years ago. So that, thankfully, has gone up based on, you know, different drugs that have come out and treatments that you know, have come out to treat cystic fibrosis. So I'm very happy about that. And you know, this is something I try not to think about, you know. I mean,
no, because, it's like, you know, hey, I got to get up. I got to go to work. I got to go do this. I got to go do that.
Right. And
I got to go fishing today.
Exactly.
Right?
There we go.
We got to go fishing today. Win a little cash, you know.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's a challenge for sure. And That's why, I love coming out here, like you said, and I've been coming out since the first time we've done it. We did it for cystic fibrosis, whenever that was, in the second year. You said we've been doing it 23 years ago. So, yeah. Everyone that I've been able to, some of them I've been in the hospital for, so I wasn't able to. But I'm happy every time I get to come out here and interact with these awesome people that are out here and talk to you every year, and so.
It's amazing. And once again, yes, it's and I'm kind of rattling a tree here. Yes, Logan, you've gone through all of this physically, mentally, etc. But the effect on the family must be unbelievable.
Yeah, and I honestly feel worse for them because they have to watch me go through it, It's one thing for me to say, I'm sitting in a hospital room and that's fine. But, to see my dad and how he has to deal with that and kind of compartmentalize, this is my son and he's going through all this, but I have to be there to support him. And sometimes I'm even there to support them, in some rough times. But in my opinion, it's harder on them than it is on me. But
yeah, well,
that's just me.
you throw in the mother father thing and that, trust
right.
me. Yeah.
Right.
And a grandpa now too for many years.
Yeah.
But but you love the outdoors. You love fishing.
Absolutely.
You don't do it enough, but you love it.
Right. And, this is a time where I get to come and see some of the biggest fish that I get to see throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Now I have a little bit more time on my hands when I'm not in the hospital as much to get out and go fishing. But for a while there, when I was in the hospital a lot, this was the time to come and get to interact with these people and get out on the water a little bit and go for a couple of boat rides if we knew some people with a boat. But, it's a fun time, and I really enjoy it. It's a beautiful morning out here this morning with the sun just coming up, and I'm just loving it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, because I drive out here and I spend the night in my car just so I don't oversleep. But, I was thinking about it when I was driving here. I'm like, we've done this event where there was a quarter of an inch of ice on what we're standing on, on the stage. I'll never forget, I was talking to somebody like you, and as I'm talking to you, you're sliding to the left. And you didn't even move. You were just doing it,
Yep.
Rainstorms, cold, 95-degree days. It just keeps going on. But you know what? Every year, the volunteers from Constellation and the company themselves dig their heels in and say, we're going to do this, and we're going to make it a great event. And that is fantastic. Probably if it was a second year, we may have given a check to cystic fibrosis for, a couple of $1,000s.
Mm-hmm. I want to say it was around $6,000 or so.
Yeah. But that check has definitely gone up over the years from all the dedication, support, and work that we've done. Which is fantastic. I can't even explain to people, to watch that. But, you said earlier about these new drugs and stuff. Those drugs don't show up, by somebody in their garage doing it.
Right. No, absolutely not. There's a direct correlation between funds raised that go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and they're the ones that's doing the research.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a direct link back to those life-saving drugs that have come out that to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So that's why it's so important that we keep raising funds. Even though the drugs that have come out are so great, we're 90% of the way there to a total cure.
Yeah.
And so we're one foot in the door.
Right.
We're so close to that, breakthrough research that's why fundraising is still so important for the CF Foundation.
Yeah, it's like watching Secretariat come around the first corner and she blows past four horses and wins by 24 lengths. We're working on the 24-length
win. Yes. Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to do here.
Absolutely.
And how did I make a horse reference to this? I have no idea. But, but we're Preakness is today. That's why, maybe.
Yeah.
But this is why I wanted to have you up here to talk to you. Because
absolutely.
This is where it's coming. This is where, you're putting the money right where it's going to help. And that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so glad that Constellation has continued to put on this event every year. And I'm so happy they chose to do the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation again, because they choose fundraisers that directly impact people in their community. So my dad works there. That's why we're doing it for cystic fibrosis. We've done it for tornado relief and hospitals in the area. And it's just, it's so great to see all this money being raised for these local organizations by Constellation. So.
Yeah, your dad was gonna be my guest.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell Dad. I'm glad you are. You did a lot more. You did a better job. You did a great job. And, oh, by the way, he even asked about our good friend Bridgeport Eddie, who comes out. And he says, is Eddie coming? I go, nah, he's got a little busy this morning, but he may be later.
Oh, no, I love Eddie.
Yeah, oh, God, I love Eddie, too. But, you know, this is where I want people to realize when you can do something, you know, if we want you to be part of our event. We want you to come and do these things. We want you to be, you know, and yes, I know it's been a tough weekend with, you know, it's May where there's fishing tournaments going all around. The high school tournaments are going all around and down in Carlisle, the championship. I mean, I know it's a tough thing, but you know what? Pull the bootstraps up a little bit.
Yeah.
Come out here, be part of it, and do that. Now, what kind of baits are going to be? You know, nobody can hear us here, buddy. What kind of baits are you going to be using?
That's a great question, and that's why I'm not going out there, because any bait that I choose is the wrong one. I can tell you that. That's why I'm on the shore. I'm not going out there.
You're
with
on
those.
The shore, but you
want
to
people
see
who it. Know what they're doing are going to be choosing that, you
right?
Know, so,
but you want to see the fish?
Yes, that's my favorite part. You got my thing is I love to take the picture with the fish, with the big fish,
yeah.
And be like, look at the fish I caught, and that's my yearly fishing picture, because you know I'm not catching a fish like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and like I said, the people that are part of this tournament, the, you know, the anglers, and over the years, the hundreds and thousands of anglers that have been part of this tournament are the ones that have given so much to us.
Absolutely. They're the ones that make this tournament. I mean, we were just talking as we were getting, you know, before I came up here, I was over there checking live wells and stuff, and there's, you see a lot of the same people coming back year after year because it is such a great event. I mean, there's people that have been here all 24 years of this event, and they're still coming back because they love it, and it's such a great event, and Constellation does a really good job in organizing it, and, you know, all the funds that and things that are donated to make this event what it is. And you coming out here, that's people want to come out and see you, Chauncey.
Thank you very much. I'm just Chauncey. There's nothing special here. We're just having a good time in life. But, you know, it's, yeah, and I mean, the kids that come out here, and it's not just a fishing tournament. The anglers are getting food. They there's, you know, all kinds of, you know, stuff that they're going to get. I saw some jerky piled up in a bad box over there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's just going to be a great event.
It is. And then not to mention the kids tournament that we're about to, we're
oh,
getting all the
baby.
Boats launched off here, and then we'll go over there. And that's another great event where we get all sorts of kids coming out and get them into fishing as well and get them outside a little bit. And that's another great event.
The most fun, and yes, I have a great time at the adult tournament, but when I'm doing the kid tournament, I never know what the word is going to come out of a kid. And, you know, sometimes you got to be a little quick on a microphone, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's all cool. Well, Logan, you know, thank you for being here. Thank you for, you know, being at with Lewis College and in the marketing department now, and you got your, you know, television, radio degree and stuff like that. Don't be afraid to keep pursuing that. You're doing very well. I like an interview that I just ask one question, I shut up for 6 minutes. I like that.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And let's raise some money, and let's just stop cystic fibrosis.
Absolutely.
Right in this track.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Jack, I'm going to throw it back to you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Now is the time to plan for your summer family fun with a new Lund or Low boat or that Low pontoon boat. Oh, perfect for the family, all powered by a Mercury outboard, and get the last of the rebates offered till May 28th. That's right. Let Waterworks Marine get the Mercury outboard motor on your new Low pontoon or fishing boat that you will spend hours vacationing close to home, or a summer trip that will make memories for years for the family, and up to a $3,000 rebate till May 28th. But if you're looking for that special Lund powered by a Mercury outboard, let Waterworks Marine help you with up to a $1,500 rebate to get you on the water now on a boat from Waterworks Marine. With over 100 boats and pontoons and rebates, including a special $750 rebate on Mercury outboard motors, Waterworks Marine is the perfect place for your family to enjoy and make memories of a lifetime. So let Waterworks Marine help make your boating dreams come true. If you're outside Chicago, go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said, "Make my boating dreams come true." Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to raise.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool. Oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, broadcasting live. Oh, this is so much better than being in the studio or the home office or whatever. We're at the south ramp of Braidwood Lake for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure, benefiting this year the charity of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And, I mean, there's just a slight fog, you know, a little bit of it's not even a fog. It's just a little bit more off the water because the water is 70 degrees. And, you know, there's Mount Braidwood, whatever they call it out there. And then just beyond that, you can see the Braidwood Nuclear Power Plant here that, you know, Constellation has. And it's a company of clean energy. And clean energy equals to doing great events. And with me is Brent Nauman. I don't remember how we've known each other a while now.
Yeah, Chauncey, probably 5 or 6 years, something like that.
I think it's longer. I mean, it feels like two, but I bet you it's a lot more than 6 years. But, you know, Brett, you know, jumped on board when he was became you know the position that he had at the time, and he just brought this whole tournament up to the next level where fishermen are excited about it, people are excited about it. If we didn't have the IHSA championships going on at Carlisle, we'd see college, high school teams here. It would be all kinds of people here that would be, you know, on top of the people that we have that bring this event to what it is. I mean, you were sitting here listening to, you know, Logan talking about what this event does for him.
It pulls at your heartstrings. I was getting a little emotional listening to that, and I've heard it before, like Logan, you know, was not expected to live a full life, but when he was born and a little kid, and that's what his parents had to think about as he was growing up. But because of the advances in the research for cystic fibrosis, he's now expected to live a full life. And that's just, to me, amazing that his outlook has changed so drastically over the last two decades since, you know, all this research has taken place. It just speaks to the quality of the charity that we're supporting mm-hmm. today, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, I like, you know, he was the second charity, as he says, you know, and I'm like, how old were you?
Yeah, he must have been like three or four years old or something like that. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the second charity, so we're talking like 2003 or 2002 time frame, and you know, back then when this tournament was just starting out, I mean, the check was for, I think it was like $4,000 or $5,000 at that point, so something like that. And now this year, it's going to feel really good to be able to hand Cystic Fibrosis Foundation a check for over $60,000.
I almost said a bleeper. Really? Put your bleeps in there, whatever you want to use, folks. I almost said it. Oh, my God. But see, this is where this works. And, you know, yes, we have this event, but what people don't realize is Constellation is also, you know, this is on a lend-lease program with the state of Illinois, Braidwood Lake. And, you know, you have your own fisheries biologist on top of the state fisheries biologist. But, I mean, they spend, you know, I don't know how many thousands of dollars each year over a number of years we put fish cribs out here because people are saying, you know, there's not enough structure because of the temperature of the water and stuff like that. So what did they do? Constellation said, all right, let's drop some fish cribs. And there's hundreds and hundreds, there's thousands of fish cribs that are sitting on the bottom here that you drive over them with your GPS and stuff and your fish locator. They just look like weeds. They really do. And, I mean, so this is just more to help the community of this area, but also to help the community of further that all come to Braidwood Lake to go fishing.
Yeah, it's the artificial fish habitats. We've been doing that for close to 20 years now. And you could tell, if you talk to the IDNR fishery biologist, mm-hmm. he will tell you that, you know, during the time frame, that we've been putting these art habitats into the lake, the fish have grown. The average fish here at this lake have grown. And, I mean, there's always people fishing here whenever I come by the south or north ramp. I mean, you see boats out there. So mm-hmm. people are fishing it, and it's provides a value to the community.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm going to try to – it's on my to-do list, not Brett's. Just let's make sure we understand. It's not from Mr. Nauman, but this is Chauncey. I'm trying to get the state to talk to somebody about putting in some of those Florida strain largemouth. They need warmer water, which we have, and they eat and grow really big, and it would be kind of an interesting fish to have in Braidwood.
Ooh, that baby. Sounds like a pretty good idea.
I like this
program. Maybe we get down in Clinton, too, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Warm water there as
you
well.
I mean, as long as, you know, I mean, they're not going to live in our normal waters because we get cool, and the fish, hey, we don't like this. They're southern fish, you know? They're not northern fish like me and you.
Who doesn't like catching a big fish?
Too? But that's right. I want to get me one, and I hold it up, and it's like a 14-pounder. Yeah, baby, you know. The Army's walking towards us all wearing our – notice I'm in my colors today, my Constellation.
Oh, yeah, you got your orange on. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. And all the boats just took off for their event, so everybody's happy and doing stuff like that. But, you know, Brent, this – you know, we're talking about the charity. We're talking about the community. But it's the community here has also benefited so much from a simple little fishing tournament.
Yeah, that's right. It has this having this tournament, you get dozens of fishermen and anglers coming here, and you know, for the weekend they spend money in the town. It definitely provides a boost for the community, mm-hmm. and it really is just. You know, I have to give it up to the employees at Braidwood Station. They come out, they volunteer their time. This is a long day for them. They're here for, you know, 14, 15 hours today, you know, running this tournament and making sure that, you know, there's an awesome kids tournament. And it's a passion project for them. And so, you know, we also do a lot of fundraising at the plant. To raise money, that the reason we were able to raise 60 plus thousand mm-hmm. was because of the generosity of the people that work at Braidwood Station, so the Braidwood Clean Energy Center. So,
right.
Very, very proud of all the work that has gone in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't mentioned somebody's name, you know.
Is it the $100 name?
No, we haven't. I'm not even mentioning his name anymore because he doesn't know how to write a checkout. That was a cheap one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a low blow.
You know, Brett, there's one person we have to say thank you to, and she's really the unsung hero who took over after you did, as Carol Ringler. She works here out of the Braidwood Clean Energy Center here, and, you know, she, you know, coordinates a lot. She does the PR work. She does many media, you know, relation things here. But she's the one who last year raised more money than we ever did at this event. This year, she's going to probably top that. And she's just an unbelievable person. And there's a long list of other volunteers that have helped out and done so much for this event, from the Daniels to so many other people that have been here. You know, you even have past retired employees that come out to this event because they want to help. They want to give back to the community, give back to the charities. And all of these charities have really touched someone at the plant or their family. I remember a couple of years ago, there was, and I apologize, I can't remember the charity because there's only been 23 of them. But, you know, they did something for this plant employee's grandchild. And he submitted the name of the charity, so the charity got the check from this event. The food pantries, the three of them after their tornado that came through. There's so many different things that this group of employees and people have done so much. And you, Brett, you did a tremendous amount of stuff. And then before you, there was our friend Neil Miller, the guy that we were teasing about, who one year he said, every time you mention my name, I'll give you $100. And we're still waiting on those checks, but no, we love him dearly. He was the guy who started this with some of the employees. I mean, this is where I think people need to realize how much you can give employees and what they want to do in the great outdoors a chance. And a company like Constellation and all of their employees and the management there, this is where it's absolutely touching the heart and soul of so many people that are out there. And I think once you realize that, you realize where all these people's hearts are. I mean, they work all year long doing this program and everything and trying hard. Then they turn around and they come out that, you know, they get up at 2 in the morning, wake me up at 4 in the parking lot, and we go all day long at this. And they're out in the sun, the heat, everything. I mean, we've done this program in ice, hot, cold, really like 40 degrees, 90 to 95. It's going to be 90 day today. And, you know, we're going to be out there. And all they're doing is doing this for somebody else. Well, they're doing it for themselves too, but they're doing it for somebody else so they can touch somebody's life and make it better. And that is what's so, so important. Unbelievable. It really is. Okay, we got that. I'm just going through everything, Brett, that we've got listed down here that I wanted to mention, but you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Now is the time to plan for your summer family fun with a new Lund or Low boat or that Low pontoon boat. Oh, perfect for the family, all powered by a Mercury outboard, and get the last of the rebates offered till May 28th. That's right. Let Waterworks Marine get the Mercury outboard motor on your new low pontoon or fishing boat that you will spend hours vacationing close to home, or a summer trip that will make memories for years for the family, and up to a $3,000 rebate till May 28th. But if you're looking for that special Lund-powered by a Mercury outboard, let Waterworks Marine help you with up to a $1,500 rebate to get you on the water now on a boat from Waterworks Marine. With over 100 boats and pontoons and rebates, including a special $750 rebate on Mercury outboard motors, Waterworks Marine is the perfect place for your family to enjoy and make memories of a lifetime. So let Waterworks Marine help make your boating dreams come true. If you're outside Chicago, go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said, "Make my boating dreams come true."
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, trolling, trolling.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun with us, and we're out here. It's starting to get warmer. I could definitely tell you that. It's hot out here at Braidwood Lake. We're at the south
parking lamp, boat ramp there with Constellation Fishing for a Cure charity tournament. 10 people are going to get a guaranteed $10,000. First place is going to win $4,000. And all the money raised today, and it's going to be over $60,000, we think, is going to go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which, as you heard Logan talking at the beginning of the show, it's touched people all over. And I was touched talking to him, I got to tell you. He really was. Okay. Our Aiden Fishing Report, that's my grandson, is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. He's got a special pricing right now on Lund and Low Boats only to May 30th. You need to get in there now. Tell him you want the Chauncey special price on Lund and Low to the end of May 30th. And if you don't get it after May 30th, they're going to be paying more. So do it now and get in there and see some great boats. Let's hear what Aiden says. Papa, we went out with a friend of my dad's out on St. Joseph area. The boat angler said they did good that we saw. We caught a few fish, but the other boaters, the charter guys, caught more. Mostly they were fishing spoons in a whole bunch of different colors. The fish seemed to be in around 70 to 80 feet of water. We heard good catches of coho, salmon, and Chinook salmon, and some steelhead. But the pier guys said that it was on the slow side. They caught drum and catfish on live bait. They said they put up a nice fight, but they didn't catch anything else. Nobody heard of any perch. We heard from another angler that the lower part of the St. Joe River continue to have walleye hitting while the guys were trolling. So maybe we can find somebody with a small boat and go out fishing with them. That would be a lot of fun to catch them like that. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at my sister's dance recital. Otherwise, take care, your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Okay, we need to talk about, hey, you know, today is the finals of the IHSA going on tournament, bass fishing tournament going on at Lake Carlisle. I wish all the anglers the best, and, you know, I'm rooting for every high school kid to have a great day out there because, you know what, that's all that counts. I mean, yes, you want to win, but you just want to have a great day fishing. So congratulations to all the IHSA members, their parents, aunts, uncles, and everybody else who they dragged down there. Have a great time with them, okay? You know, I heard of in the newspaper and online, and there was a guy that was caught cheating in a bass tournament last weekend on the Calumet River. I'm not going to report on it until we get more from the legal system, which is going to be coming very soon. But you know what? It never pays to cheat. You know, and he's going to get his day in court, and we'll talk about it when more information comes out. But it's not worth cheating. Because remember, everybody's got a recording phone, a video recorder in their hand now. And that's what a tugboat captain did. Videotaped them cheating. Well, let's see what happens in the courts, okay? The challenge. I loved saying this. The challenge of the chain. That's right. That's the Fox River Valley chapter of Muskies, Inc. has their big tournament on the Fox Chain of Lakes. And, you know, normally I'm the MC of the event, but this year we had the Constellation Fishing for a Cure, so we couldn't do both in one spot. But I'm congratulating all of them. They're probably having a great time up there. They're going to be using all kinds of big baits, and we'll get a report next week of exactly maybe who even won the tournament. We'll get them. We'll try to get them on the air. But on the chain, fatheads are doing real good for walleye and crappie. You need to stick with that. Chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, or plastics are working pretty good for bass right now. I like that activity. Bass, not deep, but a little bit. They're not within 5 feet of shore. They're between 8 and 9 feet of shore. They move just a smidge deeper. Bunch of them you're going to see on beds, too, so remember that. You know, keep that activity going on for a lot of action going there. Cook County Forest Preserves, right in my own backyard? Oh, baby, yeah. I can't tell you. Largemouth bass, phenomenal on small to medium golden roaches. I can't believe the size of largemouth bass we're catching on crappie minnows. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, crappies, they're so dark. The black crappies, it's, you can tell it's a spawning color, but they are almost solid black. And I can't remember the last time I've seen that, but it was really kind of cool to look that up to learn about them. But really, you know, you want to use bluegills or even hitting some of those medium golden roaches. So it's like the fish are hungry. Face it. Just get it out there and catch some fish. I like that. Up in Lake Geneva, we're seeing some activity going on. My angler buddy Derek said almost everything is within 5 feet or less of the shoreline. He said, Chance, it's that tight up in those areas. Remember that. Lakefront off Chicago, there's a pod of cohos that have showed up, and a bunch of boats have been out there during midweek and doing quite well. Captain Tony, you heard him on at the beginning of the program, spanking them salmon. Spank, 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 spanking them salmon. Can't go wrong with that at all. Northwest Indiana, some coho and king are being caught maybe from a little bit, you know, west of Portage up towards Michigan City area. And then they're pretty much a little 40 to 50 feet of water down there. Tony was running in 60 feet of water up north, so, you know, you got to, you know, balance it all out, and that's how it's going to go. Northern Wisconsin, really crappy or good to very good. Oh, babe. These are all that very northern top third of Wisconsin. This is what, coming from a lot of different lakes, but they're pretty much all the same. We're seeing pike are good. Largemouth are very good. Ned rigs were a hot bait with 4-inch plastics. They love that stuff. They love, 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 love. Wolf River, Wisconsin, white bass are there. They're not jumping in the boats. You've got to work for them, but they're going to get better. I love that. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, Springfield, Illinois announced today that the waterfowl hunters are encouraged to mark their calendars for Sunday, June 2nd for the waterfowl blind drawings that will take place in the Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area and Horseshoe Lake down in southern Illinois. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and the blind drawing is at 1 p.m. Blind allocations for these sites are good for 3 years. Remember that, 3 years. Oh, wow. Everybody's going, oh, my God, the cicadas are coming. It's just an insect, folk. They don't care about you. They come out, they make a noise, they're looking to mate, and then they go back into the ground. That's all it is. Don't worry about it. The birds will be full of eating them. And you know what? If you can't sleep because of the noise, get a couple earplugs. You'll do okay. Trust me on that one. I really do mean that. Okay, we got that. We got that. We got that. And I want to thank everybody out here who's come out and to see the program this morning out of Braidwood Lake for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure. Can't go wrong with that. Thank you to everyone who's been out here to make this event as great as it is. Brent, Carol, Logan, my first guest who has cystic fibrosis, and he's living today because of research. Remember that. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing. So that means we're coming to the end of the show, and I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb from my friend Apen Sui Majewit. He who helps others is of all his fellows greatest. He who helps others is of all his fellows greatest. And today, I have stood as a small part of an army of volunteers for 23 years and a company, Constellation Energy, who is more than a company that makes clean energy for all of us, but a company and a workforce together have dedicated themselves to helping not just today, but all year long others. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your family and seeing love in action. We'll see you next week. Where? You know, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody. Want to see you next week. Bye-bye.